Hello there. Are you ready to hear tales of the paranormal, weird, unexplained, and just plain creepy? If the answer is yes, then welcome to your worst nightmare. But be warned, there's no turning back. Now here are Todd, Sean, and Nate, and they are middle-aged and creeped out.
Hey there, creepies. Welcome to episode number 106. Nate is your sound engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged and creeped out. Gentlemen, how are you?
I'm good.
Doing good.
Solid.
Solid?
I'll say solid, yeah.
I'm having a good week. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's been a good week so far.
Good's a relative term, but yes, it's all it's solid.
Well, we're breathing. We're alive.
Right.
You know, that's a good start.
Mm-hmm.
We're recording. It's you know, and we are 1 week away from our 2-year anniversary.
That is right. So it's exciting.
Technically, it'll be Monday,
mm-hmm.
but we'll do our 2-year anniversary episode next week, so next Wednesday.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
We've been just talking about it, too, how crazy it is with the numbers and just where it's come from the beginning. It's just weird to get, wrap our heads around.
It's fun to talk about.
Our creepy middle-aged heads are having a hard time.
However you want
to
word
it. But it's a good thing,
yeah.
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 I stumble fumbled through that, didn't I? But, you know.
Year one, from where we began to how that ended, we were like, oh, my gosh, I can't believe this. This is really wild. And then
year
from,
two.
Yeah, to almost it's year crazy. Two. I mean, we still have 5 days from here, from today.
You have the mysteries of the universe, and then you got us.
We're in that class. Class of folk.
Keeps getting mysterious. More mysterious. Should I say creepy? No.
How many licks does it take to get to the center of Tootsie Pop? The world may never know, and the world may never know how the heck we did this.
Yeah.
Made it look easy, though, right?
When I, and I will, we'll drop it as a bonus, but when I listened to the interview that we were on for
Paranormal
Girl,
yeah.
I love when she goes, I can't remember the exact word, but basically they lovingly call their listeners creepies. It just, I don't know. I'm like, we love our creepies. Yeah. I don't know. That was fun though, by the way. Shout out to Kristen Amanda.
Kristen Amanda. Thank you.
And
it was awesome.
Interviewing
was fun.
Us goofballs. Yeah.
It was a lot of fun.
Oh, it was great.
She did a good job.
It turned out really well.
She edited that thing so well, it made me sound good and smart. A little bit. Only a little bit.
She's not a miracle worker.
she tried.
No, it was fun. So shout out to Kristen. Thank you for that. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so you guys are having a good week?
Mm-hmm.
Good. Yeah, I am too. Tonight got a little bit away from me because I just did.
You had to go get some food.
Yeah, and literally, I was getting in the car. I told my wife and kids, it's just my wife and, yeah, my daughter. I said, see you guys. Love you. And I was like, got in the car. I go, oh, I haven't eaten.
How like, could you forget?
I know. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I hit a traffic jam on the way home. So.
Oh, that's always lovely.
Yeah, so I got home late, and it just, it put me behind. But luckily, you guys were a little behind, too, so.
Oh, yeah.
It all worked out.
It all worked out.
I was running behind, too. We're still having food delivered at our house pretty consistently, and I told the kids, do not get used to this, but it's still with all my...
It's like when you have a baby, man. You know, we had food.
They're like, what are we having tonight?
I'm like, keep coming. Keep coming with the casseroles.
But I had a great friend of mine. She's a nurse practitioner I've worked with for many years at Johnson, and she works at Hendrix as well, and Margo Sheets.
Hi, Margo.
Hi, Margo.
She's listen?
Awesome. You know, I don't know she does.
Okay,
she and I don't talk
I don't
about
say hi,
yeah,
Margo.
Don't say
no,
it hi to Margo. We'll get her there. We'll get her over to the creepy side. But she brought us over an Amish casserole, which was
Amish.
Delicious. Oh, my gosh, it was so good. Hmm. And then she brought dessert as well. So little shortcakes with vanilla bean ice cream and strawberry shortcakes. Yeah. Oh, and so it's just, with all the thing happening with our medical. I know, I should have, right? All the medical happenings and stuff, and that's getting better. Things are moving in the right direction. I'm not back to work yet, but I'm hoping to be soon. And there's people are still bringing food and support and all that good stuff. And we had a wonderful visit with her. So
nice.
She's just amazing. She really is. So she had never met Jenna before and the kids, so she got to meet them. And so she told us anything that we need, just let her know. But she said after she met Jenna. Jenna told me, she said, I really like her. I could be best friends with her, except for Rachel, besties. And she said, Rachel's her best friend forever. And I told Margo that. I said, Jenna really liked you. She said, you guys could be besties. And she said, I see why you adore her. So they took a good liking to each
other.
And
fear her, right?
Yeah, and fear. Yeah, exactly.
We all fear our wife. Just
right?
Kidding. Just joking. Just well, that's nice. That is good.
Yeah.
Yeah. It does help when you have friends and family bring food over and you don't have to mess with that, you know?
Can I jog your memory?
Uh-oh. Please do. Jog it. I don't know if I can handle the exercise. But...
Tell us about the lady in white.
Yes. I was getting to that. I had not forgotten about that. Okay, so.
Glad you brought that up, Nate.
The reason I say it's been a solid week, it's been a weird week, you know, with all this other stuff going on and me trying to get back to work and figure out what happened and all that good stuff, do cardiac testing. And when this drops, all that will have figured out, so we'll keep you updated on what's going on with that. But my dad has had some episodes. He had a couple falls. They weren't really falls. They were kind of like isolated incidents where he was lowered down to the ground or eased himself down to the ground. And so I knew, and that's not been like him. The last 3 years, my mom's been taking care of him. I'll be very transparent. He's had advanced dementia. So we've just been waiting for that kind of, he's had some declines, but he's still been pretty safe and happy and healthy and all these things, but he's had a stroke basically. Started having difficulty swallowing. He went on an outing with my sister and my mom on Saturday, this last Saturday, to my aunt's who turned 92. Shout out to Annie Lane. She turned 92 on Monday. But they went to visit with her for her early birthday present. And my dad had a good day. But that next day, he was really tired and worn down. And my mom said, you know, he's just been sleeping on the couch. But I told her, I said, you know, his eyes droopy and he can't hardly open it. And I'm like, he was pocketing food. And so, long and short of it is that we've put him on hospice. So these are all good things because, you know, it's hard, it's difficult, all that good stuff. But, you know, it's something that we've been knowing is going to come. And it's just, I told my mom, I'm like, you know, we're here now, right? You know, so been trying to help as a family, we've been trying to bring together, you know, what needs to happen, everything. So he's safe, comfortable, all those good things. So my wife and I, Jenna, have been up there. The kids have been up there. And Jenna and I went one night, couple nights ago, and so we went up there and we did some nursing care up there when we were, and this is before now he's settled on hospice, but it's getting more complicated and complex care. So we had gone up there, my sister and my mom were there, we got them all settled in bed. Jen and I were going to bring the kids. We did not. I'm kind of glad we didn't, because it was just it's a lot for young kids to see. And so we decided to go ourselves. When we came back, Jenna was driving, and we take country roads to get there. It's about 15 minutes. But in these country roads, there's not a lot of traffic. You know, you don't see a lot back there. Jenna was driving, and it's this 90-degree curve. I won't say where it's at. This 90-degree curve that you take, and Jenna, she's like us, very level-headed. She was not on the lookout for something strange, but she goes, "Oh, my gosh, what was that?" And I was like, what was what? I saw nothing, 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 nothing the entire time. I looked around to figure out what she was talking about. She said, there's a woman walking in the road, along the road. And I was like, what are you talking about? So she saw, from her driver's perspective, she saw a woman in a white dress. She said it was more cream colored, to be fair, not white. Because I said, and I kept looking back. I was like, I want to see. She kept
seeing
it.
Lady in cream.
She saw it in her rear view mirror still. So she saw more than one. It wasn't just a quick flash by. She could still see her. So I said, oh my gosh. First of all, I got chills. Because she was getting chills. And she's like, she kept checking her rear view mirror. Because you make another basically right-hand turn or 90-degree right turn. And so you're gone. But I kept looking back. I couldn't see anything. And of course, my vision is not great in the dark. But you would think I would see it too, this person. I did not. So she said, I said, first of all, is it a ghost? Did you think it was a ghost? And she goes, I don't know. It could have been alive. It could have been dead. I don't know. All I know, it was a lady. Because I was like, does it look like it was from another time period? And she's like, I don't know. But who's out? It wasn't horrible weather this night, because it was the other day when it was like 70 degrees.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so she said, you know, it's reasonable that somebody be walking out along the road. It's a little dark though at that point. It was getting late. It was getting close to 9:30. And but why would you be walking in a dress by the side of the road? So here's the other interesting thing, and I don't think she'll mind me sharing this part of it. Her grandmother died her grandmother was she was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. She died the next week. Like, she was diagnosed and then died the next week. So she lost her grandmother very quickly. Her grandmother, her grandmother Clance, was very close to her. And she just told me the other day, when I had all this stuff happening, we've had a lot of talks about the other side and all these things. And she's like, she asked me, she's like, you think my grandma Clance is out there? And I said, oh, absolutely, she's out there. And she said, I wish she would send me a sign. So I didn't think about this until like a full day later. But I said, hey, honey, do you think that was your sign from your grandma? She goes, it might have been.
Don't run me over.
I don't know. It could have just been a late night cream colored dress wearer, you know, out for a casual stroll.
What night
shark infested water. What was that?
Monday.
I don't even know what tonight
Monday.
Is. Monday.
So when I was coming back from Danville, heading home after work, I went, there was a train, so I went under technically a haunted bridge, but it wasn't that main. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was by the retirement center or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I'm kind of long, and there's no, man, it's really dark. And so it's that one lane bridge where you have to, I was coming along and there was she looked like she could have been in her 20s or 30s, but there was a woman walking by herself with a backpack smoking a cigarette because I saw the little red, you know. So it's funny that the same night, no lady in white, but yeah.
It's just
so I'm just saying, like, it's not weird to see people walk that night, but with a white dress or cream dress, that's the part.
That's the weird part.
Yeah, it's sort of weird.
You know,
it's not
there's always
really
somebody walking.
Hey, let's go walk a country
with a dress on.
Well, these
road.
Yeah, this woman had
dress.
You know, jeans and
this particular road is just a weird road to walk on too. Yeah. And I know people do all kind of things. And
yeah, there's
a kind of conglomeration of houses there too, but it didn't seem like somebody that was walking their property either. But who knows? Like, I mean, I'm assuming
turned around and said, "Man,
I told her
you?
That." I said, "Let's go back," and she goes, "No." She said it a little bit. Uh-oh. Oh, we're getting a little bit of a. Did I hit something? A little staticky.
Maybe it's the lady in cream coming through.
We're getting
hawking.
Yeah. We're getting a message from beyond, right? I do hear the static.
Anyway, that is a creepy story.
I know.
It's funny.
I'm glad you reminded me. I was thinking about, is it me leaning on there?
Yeah.
That was it.
Yeah, it's picking up your cell phone through the cables.
The gremlin. I'll keep that down there then. I've done that before, though. That's weird. But anyway, yeah.
Good.
I'm glad I could keep us creepy, though. But yeah, she would not go back. She definitely was against that. I'll say it that way.
She might have been a good choice. A
couple of choice words.
Yeah, that is weird to have.
Maybe
a dress
it was an axe murderer.
Maybe. I don't know. We locked the doors real quick.
By the way, it's a great movie with Michael Myers. Or Michael Myers. I'm always Michael Myers on my mind. Mike Myers.
Mike Myers.
So I married an axe murderer.
Oh, yeah.
I love
that.
I was like, which one is it? Along Came Polly, maybe.
Ben Stiller.
Yeah.
Jennifer Aniston. Great movie.
He's driving or whatever, and they pick up a hitchhiker, which is Harlan Williams.
Mm-hmm.
And he has the, I don't know, 6-minute abs or whatever it is.
Harlan Williams is hilarious.
Yeah. And find out that they picked him up, and he was an axe murderer on the run. Like, because they kept messing with us. What happens if...
It's Something About Mary.
Something About Mary?
That's right.
Yeah.
I knew it was one of his movies. I just can't remember.
Yeah, it was a body.
What if someone comes up with the 5-minute abs? He was like, no, 6-minute abs. And they find out later, he's like, you guys are like 2 minutes from getting killed.
Yeah, that's another great movie. Harlan Williams is hilarious.
Yeah,
he's
like
underrated. Underrated. So.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I hope the creepies are having a good week as well. I'm going to have let you, Sean. What's your name? Sean.
John, yes. Still.
Oh, no. Wait a minute. I am so out of sync here.
Oh, yeah. You're
dad joke time.
Yep.
How could I skip dad joke
You tried.
Time?
You tried. We've been needing music for it, right?
Yes. I'm going to work on that. Anyway, it's dad joke time. So, shame on me. So, you know, what do you call Bigfoot when he doesn't wear shoes? Barefoot.
Oh.
Barefoot.
Makes sense.
It does make sense. Yeah, barefoot. There you go. I mean, it's simple. You know, it really is. I mean, Bigfoot's not wearing shoes.
The joke's in the simplicity of it, right?
I love that one. There you go, creepies. Hope you enjoyed that. But just make sure you call him barefoot if he's not wearing it.
You'll appreciate this. Guess what I was reading to my dad this afternoon.
My dad jokes. Oh.
Bad dad jokes.
Bad dad.
Some of them. All,
there are not bad dad jokes.
A fair amount of your jokes were there. Yes. And I would be like, nothing? Nope. No. That's what he'd want to do is sit around and tell jokes.
Did he want to boo?
Harrison and my mom were there. Sure. I couldn't get many laughs out of anybody.
Give
except
him some
for
rotten tomatoes to throw at you.
That's right. Exactly.
That's like when Elijah.
He's laughing somewhere.
Elijah will tell us a joke and he messes it up. He'll reverse what he's supposed to. And we're like, dude, you just messed up. He's like, oh, dang it. Oh, he goes, I said it better at school.
I do that all the time.
He's so proud of himself. And
I do have to laugh. My when Jenna was there, he's always, my dad has always loved Jenna. I mean, just he's always loved her. And she's loved him back. He's very cute. He saw her and he just became perky. And he was kind of doing the whole, like, he was flirting with his eyebrows, basically trying to, like, hey, who are you, you know? And I think he knows her on some level, but I don't know that he does. But anyway, so he was, in a cute way, flirting with her. And she's like, oh, hi, you know, you remember me? And so then the next night, I told him, I said, hey, I heard you were flirting with a cute girl last night. And he kind of gave me this, like, yeah, I was. And I said, that was my wife. And I said, and I'll let it pass this time.
That's hilarious because...
It's so cute.
You know, I've talked about Dan... The volunteer at work, older, you know, him and Maul. Maul uh-huh. passed away in December.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He's still going, 81 years old. He's on his way to Nebraska. See his son and daughter. He'll do that. He calls Amy Amos. He'll go, how's my Amos? And he always wants a hug. Always get, you know. And he's always the same thing. He's like, you know, hey, you know, never, you know, like trying to get me out of the picture, you know, or hey, you know, yeah. So, oh, I know these old guys. I tell you, they flirt with our wives and. It's pretty funny. Yeah. Amos. How's Amos? Or he'll go, how's my sweet Amos? Or sweet Olivia. He's like, oh, no. I'm like, she's rotten. They're rotten girls. No, not my sweet Olivia.
No, Amos. She could do no wrong, right?
Oh, yeah. Pretty funny. So, anyway, there's your dad joke, and now I'm going to pass it on to you, Sean.
Now I get to do
the first announcements.
First part of the announcements, we actually have a sponsor.
Oh,
right?
Yes.
This is our friend. He is a friend of the show. He is a past guest. We had him on as a guest chat. This is Zevin Olderberg. He is the one and the only, right? He runs a podcast called Kinda Murdery. It's a true crime. It is on all listening platforms. So we want to, number one, give him a shout out in his podcast. It is fantastic, by the way. The thing that I want to say is that Zevin, there have been many, many people, many of our podcast friends. It's so many to mention. Friends, family, podcast friends, just the community at large. I would take me forever to go through everybody. So number one, I appreciate everybody. But Zevin has been reaching out and checking on me. And I have to say, nice. I told him, you have no idea how much I appreciate that. So so as a friend, I appreciate him. But I also appreciate him sponsoring our show. So
thanks, Zevin.
Thank you, Zevin. So go listen to Kinda Murdery. We will appreciate that. And so will he. So first a part of the announcements, we say this every time. This is a community that we're building for mental health. You know, we're here having fun. We're talking about the creepy paranormal, having good guy time. But we know that you need help. We need help out there. Everybody does. So please don't live on an island. Go out there and get yourself some help. Call or text the number 988 for any kinds of or types of crises. You can also text HOME to 741-741. I know I'm making that up. Don't be scared to get help by going to counseling. Find the one that you feel comfortable with, and it may take a few times to find the right fit or right counselor. Also, we like to point out a lot there. One of the issues out there is bullying, and I'm saying that correctly and clearly. Visit stopbullying.gov for another way to get help with bullying. Also, please reach out to our Facebook group if you need a prayer or a word of encouragement. That is what the group is there for.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Very good.
Mm-hmm. Thank
job,
you,
Sean.
Thank you.
I don't care what Nate says.
Right. Yeah, all those horrible things.
I haven't said much.
Absolutely not.
I can see it in your eyes. Hey, I'm going to say a few announcements here, as we always do. And I'm going to actually condense them tonight, keep them a little bit shorter. But basically, coming up on April 22nd, your boys of Mako will be at the Indiana State Sanatorium. So it's April 22nd from 10 to 5 are the hours. We're not sure exactly what time we will be there, but it will be early part of the day. We're going to be doing some recording. We plan on doing an investigation afterwards. Go to the Indiana State Sanatorium website. Get your tickets for only $25. And it gives you a chance to do a self-guided tour or investigation, whatever you want to call it. We will have some fun giveaways. So looking forward to that. So creeping up on us. And then we're going to, May 20th. That's not too far either. For the Hillbilly Horror Stories live show in Lebanon, Indiana at the Boone County Distillery Jail. We will be with the Tragedy of Cinema and the host show, of course, Jerry and Tracy of Hillbilly Horror Stories. Tickets are $25. for that, you can go to thehillbillyhorrorstories.com, click the link, and it'll take you to the Eventbrite website to get your tickets, or just go straight to the Eventbrite website and just search Hillbilly Horror Stories, and you'll find that. It's going to be a fun time. We're looking forward to that, and some of the tables, Jerry said, are going to be inside jail cells, so
that's going to
awesome.
Be
cool. I'm kind of like, you know what? I hope we can sit.
I want to sit
while Jerry
cell.
And Tracy yeah. And, you know.
They may lock us in.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
let's
yeah.
be honest. It'll
These
be
guys
me.
Are getting
it's
too rowdy.
It's going to be me.
Yeah.
Click.
When you know, James and Kyle are doing their show, I want to make sure we're sitting in the jail cell. But yeah, they won't let us out, though, really. That's going to be a fun time. That's coming up. So May 20th. That is from 6 to 9. Or no, 6 to 10. Sorry. 6 to 10 p.m. So yeah, get your tickets for that. And then other than that, that's all I've got right now for the special announcements. So
that's it?
That's it. I'm going to.
That's a lot.
Well,
I, like
I can talk about our live show. I'm not going to mention it tonight. So let's get on with the topic. Sean?
Well, the topic.
What are we going to talk about?
I mean, I always like to make sure I give credit where credit's due, and it just happens to be mine. So I'm going to This is my pick, and it is honestly influenced by Nate's last mini pick, or at least one of the last ones. I mean, we'll have another one drop before this, but it was the forest that we were talking about in Indiana, the Monroe Morgan State. It's a mouthful, right? State Forest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I wanted to kind of branch off of that. Haha. See what I did there? Into haunted forests. See how excited he is? He just shot. He's a yawning.
Hey, settle down.
You're allowed to be tired.
Hey, by the way, as I'm talking, do you guys hear like a vibration? Uh-huh. Is it coming in clear? Because when I'm talking.
No, it's clear as a bell now. Huh. Is okay. Do you need to adjust yourself? You gotta check yourself before
did that.
You adjust yourself. Wait, what?
No, I'm not hearing any crackling.
I hear it's like speak. Uh-huh. Yeah,
do you think it's your?
It's only yeah.
Your earmuffs. Earmuffs.
Earmuffs.
So I guess it's earmuff.
I don't know. Anyway, doesn't matter. So
we are not having a medical emergency tonight. Just so you know.
Yeah, I can't talk tonight for some reason. But no, I just when I talk,
Nate,
sometimes
you're gonna
I can.
Be,
I can.
You're
hear
gonna be carrying this.
Like I can hear when you guys talk. I don't hear any. What do you call it, Nate? Reverberation or reverb or like a vibrate? Reverb. But it does when I talk, and it's only on my left. So it must be my headphones, I guess.
Yeah.
Anyway, I was just wondering. Huh. Anyway, so
yeah. Not hearing that.
Okay. Okay. Mm-mm, no. Good. Yeah, that's good.
So I hear voices in my head, but other than that, I don't hear anything.
Good.
No, I will not kill them.
Leave me alone.
Hush, keep it down now.
So voices, haunted forest, you say, Sean. Haunted forest, you say.
I do. I do say that.
Cool.
No, I don't. It's not, I'm not going to look up haunted forests on Wikipedia. I'm not going to look it up in the
not really much of a foundation.
Encyclopedia Britannica. But this is a decent one. I'm going to try this one.
Scary woods.
This is from. Oh my gosh! You stole it from me.
Lots of this trees.
This is an article
brush.
By
Kate, a lot of barking.
Caitlin Morton from. This is actually October of 2021. It's called.
Oh man.
These haunted forests are as eerie as it gets. So it says, thanks to fairy tales and legends of the Blair Witch variety, a dense, dark forest can elicit feelings of dread. We'd argue that even seemingly. Haunted forests are some of the eeriest places on Earth, and while most spooky moments can be chalked up to our campfire imaginations running wild, some places around the world carry legitimately terrifying histories that are much harder to brush off with a nervous laugh. From woods said to have high-pitched screams echoing through the trees to extra creepy cemeteries in the woods. We got those, right? These 19 haunted forests are certainly not for the faint of heart. So I love this. This is what I'm reading through these different forests. And some of them I've looked at individually. And I thought about like doing some of these as like minis and whatever. It's like, no, let's just talk about them. You know, like.
Yeah.
There'd be a lot of minis.
So that's a lot of minis. Thing. Like, oh, we're back to forests again, huh?
Yeah.
So let's just dive right in.
Sean, you want to start then?
Sure.
Tell us about a forest.
I'm going to start with the Elfin Forest in California.
Elfin?
The Elfin.
Elfin.
It is Elfin.
Not the Effin, but the Elfin.
The right?
I was like, calm it down, Sean. Gee.
Says the community of Elfin Forest sounds like it belongs to the world of Tolkien, even though it lies just southwest of Escondido. Am I saying that right? Escondido, right? And how you say that? In San Diego County. Somebody out there is going to like, hey, you're saying it wrong. How fitting, then, that it is crawling with tall tales, myths, and stories of haunted spirits and goblins. Oh, you had me at goblins. Legend has it that Romani people used to occupy Elfin Forest in the early 19th century until nearly I say, I'm so sorry, until nearby townsfolk drove them out and slaughtered those that remained behind. Supposedly, they exacted revenge by cursing the forest and its surrounding lands. Today, people have claimed to see all kinds of eerie apparitions, like a floating woman dressed in white, probably Genesis, it's probably in cream, right? A cloaked spirit riding a black stallion and mysterious footprints.
Hmm.
That's elfin.
Creepy.
It is elfin. Creepy.
That was in California?
Wow. That is in California.
California. Okay.
That's dreaming? Creepy. Are you going to dream over there?
Nate, what do you have?
I'm going to butcher this name, but...
Go for it.
It's Okigahara, Japan.
That's made up.
Sounds perfect.
Oh. I need to brush up on my Japanese. Known as the Sea of Trees, the dense forest of the northwest base of Mount Fuji. I can say that one. Is one of the eeriest places in the world. It is rumored that large underground iron deposits interfere with compasses, setting walkers forth on the wrong paths. Sadder still, the forest has been the site of more than 500 reported suicides since the 1950s.
Wow.
Locals claim to hear their spirits screaming through the night.
Mm. There's the screaming.
I have heard of this forest.
Yeah, yeah, I have too.
And it creeps me out every time because it's...
Yeah, I've heard the suicide. Mass suicide.
Yeah, they say events. When you enter, you just like get this feeling of just dread and you just want to... Take your life. That's
so you don't want to go there,
Sean. Don't put that on.
Don't
the list.
Don't put that on the list. Well, I don't
avoid that.
I don't think very many of these we want to put
I
on the
list. I think that's the only second time I've ever said don't put that on the list.
Right? Not very many times.
We're not going to play with that one.
No, I'm not. I'm good. That was a good one. Good one. This one is doesn't look too hard to pronounce, but I'm not sure if it's Wykewood or Wickwood. It's W-Y-C-H and then Wood. Wickwood. Also say Wickwood Forest in Oxfordshire. England, this has been the site of multiple ghost sightings. So, this one says, although there are no historic events that confirm the facts that Wickwood is haunted, those who have stepped inside the former royal hunting ground have claimed to see some pretty hair-raising stuff, from the apparitions of crying children in a horse-drawn carriage to the touch of a random hand. Then they have a story of the ghost of Amy Rose or Robsart, the wife of the Earl of Leicester. After Amy mysteriously died of a broken neck, well, her husband is said to have come across her ghost while hunting in the forest. The ghost told him that he would be dead within 10 days, and he was. Now legend has it that her ghost has the same effect on all who come across in the forest to this day. Okay, don't put this on.
There's another one. Uncheck.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. So 10 days, and he was dead.
Man.
So there you go. Creepy.
I've got, we'll stay there in the old UK. Highgate Cemetery, London, UK.
Yeah.
This lush and leafy North London garden, fictionalized in Bram Stoker's Dracula as Kingstead Churchyard, has a pleasantly eccentric roll call of notable graves, including those of Karl Marx and Douglas Adams. And while it remains one of London's least visited landmarks, those who do enter its gates come seeking ghostly encounters as much as celebrity headstones. The site was established in the mid-1800s and became neglected and unattended by the end of World War II. The overgrown vegetation and crumbling monuments only upping the fear factor. Then, in the 1970s, after appearing as a filming location in several horror movies, Highgate reached a surge in popularity, namely among self-proclaimed vampire hunters. Many visitors claim to see a creature hovering over the graves, a vampire, presumably, and stories of grave robbing began appearing in the news. The so-called vampire hunters would open tombs to drive wooden stakes into the corpses' chests or steal the corpses and relocate them in random places, including the car of one of the cemetery's neighbors. Yikes. To this day, Highgate remains a go-to spot for enthusiasts of all things fanged and occult.
Hmm.
Yikes.
Wow, yeah.
Isn't that cool?
Not good.
That one I think we can visit.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem like anything comes home with you on that one.
Yeah. And it's not like telling you to kill yourself or you're going to die in 10 days. So
it looks creepy too. Like just this picture.
Oh, yeah.
Is it creepy?
Yeah. What's interesting, like forests, they're beautiful and all the nature and all that, but then you know the backstory or what.
Yeah.
you know, the history. You're like, I don't know.
That is the best part, too. Like, I mean, you're, think about it. Like, if you go, especially during the day, like, things look, you know, peaceful, and you go out to nature to, you know, balance yourself and reconnect and, you know, those kind of things. But man, in the dark, these places are freaky, especially if you don't have enough light and you're, you know, you do, your imagination runs
it's,
wild.
It's
with
quiet.
You.
So then you hear all these noises out in the distance that you wouldn't hear in the hustle bustle sounds of the day.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
It just adds to it.
And you can't see nothing.
Yeah. You know, I always add the owl sound that always freaks people out. I think it's cool, but it's like you kind of add that with this and with that. Ooh-hoo. And hey, Sean, stop.
That wasn't me.
Yeah. These are cool. But yeah, that one's not too bad. Yeah. I just don't know about the other ones. So, Nate, what you got?
Black Forest in Germany.
Oh, it's a great one.
The Grimm brothers set many of their fairy tales in the bewitching landscape along the Rhine River in southwestern Germany, which looks just as you would imagine. So densely forested with fir and pine trees that sunlight rarely pierces through. It makes an ideal playground for mythological creatures like sorcerers, werewolves, witches, and kind-hearted dwarves. For a more adult tale of hauntings, killings, and dark magic in this forest, turn to the book The Necromancer, first published in 1794.
Necromancing. Yum, yum, yum.
What was that?
You say yum, 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 yum,
yum, yum, yum.
Did you make the yum, yum sound? I did.
For necromancy.
See, I'm interested in that book now.
I'm being sarcastic.
Lore has happened in these woods.
Ugh. Yeah, that was, where was it?
Germany.
Black Forest. Black Forest. Yeah, that's, I don't know. We might just have to be really selective on these locations. Yeah.
Where we go. Where we stay away from.
Yeah. So here I have Devil's Tramping Ground. Have you heard about that one?
I have not
in
heard
Bear
of that
Creek,
one.
North Carolina.
No.
This legend is 120 years old concerning an empty circular patch in the North Carolina woods. I have heard about this one, and it's creepy. Not sure if we want to put this on the list, but we'll see. So it says, known as the Devil's Tramping Ground, perhaps the most popular legend about the strip of grass that is, I'm sorry, yeah, grass, is that if one places anything in the center, no matter how heavy it is, when one comes back the next day, it's been thrown back out overnight. So the devil has room to dance, and people say they have witnessed red glowing eyes in the middle of the circle. However, a few years back, a journalist from the Greensboro paper spent the night in a tent smack in the middle of it, with his two dogs to disprove the story. The reporter stayed the night, though he reported hearing ghostly footsteps circling his tent, all of which leaves one to wonder whether the circle represents the territory of some nocturnal animal or perhaps the duty of spooking folks has been passed down from generation to generation by locals. Or possibly the tramping grounds are simply so imbued with legend that the stories simply seem to come true in the minds of the viewers. It says, keep an eye out for beer cans, as this spot is a favorite for both the devil and local teenagers.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So, so no grass dries or no grass grows there.
Or dries. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. And dries. Yeah. So that's kind of creepy that one strip of grass and, but everything else around it.
That's crazy.
It's fine.
Hmm. Crazy, creepy, so, crazy, yeah. Cool.
And I have heard before this story that, so like every once in a while you can see like the imprint of hooves. And so they're like, is it an animal or is it? But it's in that
goat boy
right there. There's nowhere else that you see the hooves. It's just in that circle.
That's weird.
Yeah. So is it the devil's hooves? Yeah. So I think we ought to do that. I think put that on the list, John.
I will put that one on the list.
You spend the night and let Nate and I know what's going on.
There you go.
we'll give you a walkie-talkie.
report back. Get a flashlight, one of them.
we'll be in Nate's camper.
With dead or dying batteries.
We'll be like the FBI. Guys. Like Nate and I will be from Command Center. Right? Mako Command Center, you be on the ground, man. You're right there.
I hate this idea.
In the trenches.
Field reporter.
I hate it already.
Yeah, we'll keep our eyes out.
I hate this.
What was that, Sean? I can't hear you over me eating Cheetos.
Yeah. Right. We're eating like kings over here.
There's some red glowing eyes over there to your left.
Good luck, Sean. Right. Hoyo.
Heyo.
Bakio. Bakio. Okay. It's H-O-I-A. Hyphen B-A-C-I-U. Hoyo Bakio. I don't know. Forest, Romania.
Yeah, we'll go with Romania.
There you go. From the moment a military technician captured a photograph of a UFO hovering over this forest in 1968, HB, we'll call it, has gained paranormal notoriety around the world. The area has become known as the Bermuda Triangle of Transylvania. That's awesome. Nice. And some believe it is a portal that causes visitors to disappear. Other people who have passed through the forest without being zapped into another realm, that is, reported rashes, nausea, and feelings of anxiety. The curved trees in some parts of the area further lend to the off-putting aura of, let's say, HB.
Mm. Yeah.
Hey-o, hey-o, hey-o. It's a lot, yeah. Alphabet soup there.
I like that.
Yeah, I was looking at that one, too. And they're saying, like, if you walk through the portal, many don't return.
Yeah.
And then...
Nice.
I'm trying to remember.
You're trying to... You're going to take me there, aren't you?
Yeah, no.
Throw me in.
The write trees. This down. The trees used to be straight, and now they're all twisted and knotted up.
Okay.
That's weird, man.
Mm-hmm.
That's spooky.
Yeah.
Nate, write this down for Sean to visit.
We'll take Sean there. Sean, we'll look out for you. We'll be in the command center.
The command center with the Cheetos, I know.
Nate, did you see that?
I don't know. Sack of monkey or something.
I don't know. I'm licking this delicious Cheetos dust off my fingers.
That's good stuff.
I love you guys.
Well, you'd have fun. Don't worry about it. You got one, Nate?
Yeah. Okay, here we go. Downhill Forest in India.
Downhill, you say?
Or Dow.
Oh, Dow.
Dow Hill.
Oh, okay.
I may have misspoken and said down, but it's Dow.
I like either one.
Yeah. Dow Hill Forest. Around 18 miles from, what is this? Darjeeling? We'll go with that.
Yeah, sounds good.
Lies reportedly the most haunted hill station in India, where there's no shortage of paranormal activity. None known for its beautiful orchid gardens and vast tea plantations, the area is also plagued by the ghost of a headless young boy who wanders along a path that's been nicknamed Death Road. Local woodcutters say they have experienced a red eye peering at them, while others tell stories of a woman dressed in gray haunting the woods.
Hmm.
Seems like a lot going on there.
Yeah. I'm glad you're reading.
Big red eye
yeah.
looking back at you and a headless boy. And
Yeah.
No, thank you.
Hmm.
Yeah, you got the glowing red eyes. I don't care what it is. Shadow figure. Or
yeah, that is one thing that would... really get me creeped out whenever we're at one of these places and I look out into the dark and I see glowing red eyes. Yeah, I'm not a big fan of that.
You're out.
I'd say, yeah, the red or sometimes like these different creatures or whatever, they'll say like yellow and red eyes. Mm-hmm. That's not natural. No. Mm-hmm. Unless it's Scott Farkas. He had yellow eyes. Yeah, that's kind of creepy. That's what I thought. Maybe at... Waverly. I was expecting red eyes for some reason.
We all were.
Yeah. I was like, because I don't know if that's the creeper has that or have those. But
that's our second visit, right?
Huh?
When we go the second
time. Oh, when we go. Yeah. I thought you meant.
He's saving it for the second time we come.
Yeah, the creeper disappointed me.
I think he came home with us. Don't worry.
Yeah, you got red eyes looking at you. That's a problem.
Is that our? That's the guest chat. Is that what the guest chat's going to be?
Dang it. Yeah, the creeper's coming on.
I knew it.
That was a good one, Nate. I've got Frithwood. We're going back to the UK. Frithwood in England is said to be haunted by a woman looking for her murdered lover. Mm. Well, maybe she did it.
Yeah, maybe.
Well, if he didn't murder
him. No more.
Yeah. It says a French prisoner being held near Frith Wood in the 19th century started a relationship with a local woman, but he was beaten to death in the forest by her father and brother. That sounds good. According to Travel and Leisure, it is said that she died shortly afterwards, but returned to where he died. People have reported hearing her crying in the woods. The forest has such an eerie reputation that it has been dubbed Frightwood.
Mm. That's awesome, actually.
Yeah, I mean, so that's
horrible, but awesome.
So his, her brother and her father beat him to death. That's not good.
No,
good night. So
it's actually terrible. But
yeah. So there you go, Frithwood.
I've got one. I don't know if you guys have ever heard of this one, but Yosemite National Park in California.
No,
not familiar. Is ringing a bell?
Are you making this up?
Yosemite National Park is beloved for its epic waterfalls and giant sequoia groves, but there are areas of the park that might give you a different kind of goosebumps. For example, some visitors who have hiked the Chilna Falls trailhead reported hearing the distinct sound of someone crying. Native American folklore attributes the cries to a boy who drowned in the nearby Grouse Lake. His spirit calls out for help, but any hikers who venture into the lake will get pulled under and drown. Another Native American legend claims that some of the waterfalls in the park are haunted by an evil wind that draws people to the edge of the falls and then blows them off the cliff. Ooh. That is
super, evil wind. I see. I've never heard that.
That's super scary, right?
That is.
Gave me chills.
That is. Where is that again?
That is in Yosemite.
I've never heard that.
Yosemite.
Yeah, I've never heard of that.
Oh, Yosemite.
Yosemite Sam.
Yosemite Sam is right.
Okay. Sounds good.
Is it?
It's so bad it's good.
It's true.
It's better than bad. It's good.
Let's ponder that question.
How long do we ponder?
However long it takes.
However long. All right.
It's up to you.
Whatever it takes.
Nate, what you got, man?
I have Cameron Park in Texas.
Mm.
Waco's Cameron Park has several spots that are reported to be paranormal hot zones, including Jacob's Ladder, a treacherous set of stairs haunted by a grabbing ghost who tug on climbers' clothes to pull them down.
Nice.
But perhaps the most well-known site is the Witch's Castle, a name given to crumbling ruins found deep in the park. According to one story surrounding the castle, and there are many, the ruins are the former house of a woman suspected of witchcraft in the 1800s. Mm. Waco residents blamed the woman after people began disappearing in the surrounding woods. So they formed a mob and burned down her house while she was still inside.
Oh.
Some people claim to see the witch's figure wandering through the Cameron Park today, even chasing down some unlucky visitors.
Nice. Mm. I say we go there.
That'd be fun.
That sounds fun.
Because I just have to outrun you guys. I'm pretty quick for an old man. I've never heard that one. I mean, there's a thousand stories like that, but I didn't know that. So that sounds like a story that would be in Europe or Salem, you know, in Waco. Hmm. Didn't you say Waco?
Waco sounds wacko.
Waco.
Right?
Waco, wacko.
Wacko.
A Waco, wacko witch.
That's right.
Wow. Burned her house down with her inside. No wonder she's mad.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'd be a little ticked too, yeah.
Yeah. You come back here.
Can't blame her.
Turd butch. Creepy. I like that story. I have one here. This one is called Balleradam in Scotland. So it says, in 2008, the Wilson family spent the day in Balleradam Woodland, a large site with a strong coal mining history. The family who lived close to the forest had a great day, taking family photos and exploring what the site had to offer. That is until they returned home and noticed something unusual in the background of the photos. It was a photo of one of the children who was standing in front of a cluster of trees, but upon closer inspection, the family noticed there was a sinister form tucked in the tree line. Hmm? The figure was wearing Victorian clothes, similar to those worn by the mine's long-deceased workers. We will never know if the ghost died in the mine forever, wandering its final resting place, or if there is a more innocent explanation for the presence of the sinister figure. This might be one mystery we may never understand. Mm. That's really creepy.
It is creepy.
Take a picture of your kid and there's some creepy person behind you or whatever. That's right. It is. Yeah. So Blair Dam in Scotland.
Scotland. I like it. This one is Freetown Fall River State Forest, Massachusetts.
Freetown.
Woo! That is a mouthful, number one. This is also a shout-out to Dave Domingue.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah. The Freetown State Forest sits smack dab in the Bridgewater Triangle, an area in southeastern Massachusetts swarming with paranormal activity. Roaming specters, UFO encounters, and even Bigfoot sightings. Some believe that the forest's haunted history dates back to colonial times when settlers purchased the land, sacred burial grounds included, from the Wampanoag tribe. The transaction is said to have cursed the area, which has since been the site of satanic cult rituals and murders in the 1970s and 80s, as well as comparatively innocuous poltergeist and fireball sightings more recently. Isn't that exciting?
Ooh.
Hmm. I think we could go there.
Think so?
Well, you send me in, right? I'm like the Marines. You just send me in first. I'll scout it out.
Yeah.
How's it look? It's okay.
I'm okay. I'm not dead yet.
No, come get me. What? I can't hear you. With a bag of Cheetos.
We should just leave.
Yeah, right.
Hmm.
I like these stories. These are it's amazing about all the different. I mean, obviously, in the world, there's so many forests, but like all the creepy history and all the legends that come about some of these places.
They've all been different, too.
Oh, yeah.
It's not like it's the same story over and over and over.
Right, right. That's a good topic. So, Nate, what do you got, man?
I have a Pokani Forest in Latvia.
Ooh, Latvia.
I like saying Latvia. Makes me feel smart.
It does, yeah.
Well, one of my journeys to Latvia, I...
Sounds like some kind of a coffee espresso or something, though.
Yeah, I'll take a large Latvia. Latvia. With a
grande Latvia. Does it?
Do you want whipped cream? Yeah, go ahead and give me the whipped cream.
I love it when you guys make some
just give me
humor.
A canister.
A canister.
All right, let's hear about Latvia.
All right. There's nothing particularly strange about Pokani Forest at first glance. Until you notice the mysterious heaps of moss-covered rocks. These piles are strewn randomly throughout the forest, causing such speculation in folk tales among visitors. Some claim that the forest is an old site for pagan rituals, and it now has the mystic ability to heal people. Visitors even bring offerings to the stones to enhance their powers. Other visitors attribute more sinister qualities to the forest, believing it to be a gateway to a parallel universe. There are reports of people suffering and then dying shortly after leaving the woods. The locals warn that stealing a rock will end in a stint of bad luck.
Oh, man.
So, Sean, do not pick up a rock from here.
No, no, no.
You're the rock guy.
I've learned my lesson. I want a rock. Rock!
Heard that the other day. Yeah, we know how you did with Waverly. But
I know. It's still playing with my...
Which, by the way...
playing games with my life.
This month is a year ago we went to Waverly.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Wow. Time flies.
It was about mid-March. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's okay. Weird. Yeah, we need to go back.
Oh,
yeah, speaking definitely.
Of we need to go back.
But, yeah, no take rocks.
No take rocks. I'm taking stuff back.
Yeah, so Latvia. You know, I think that's the first time in all of the places we've talked about. I don't think we've mentioned Latvia.
I don't think so.
Mm-hmm. You know,
I would say no.
Yeah. I'm about to look in haunted Latvia. I heard
I'll write that down.
Gurgle.
That's me.
Did you write that down? That's awesome.
Yeah, maybe there's some...
How you spell gurgle?
Gurgle.
The haunted gurgle. Okay, so I have... this one's called a swamp, actually, but it is a forest. Manchac Swamp in Louisiana. New Orleans is filled to the brim with ghost stories, as we know. So it makes sense that Manchac Swamp, located less than an hour outside of the city, is said to be haunted. According to legend, a voodoo princess named Julie White, well, that's a boring name. I mean, no offense to Julie's.
A little more creative, right?
Yeah. Julie White, used to live in the swamp and dole out curses to those who wronged her. Sounds like a real peach. One of her most menacing premonitions was that a cataclysmic disaster would occur when she died. Sure enough, a massive hurricane hit the area on the day of White's funeral in 1915. Now her ghost supposedly haunts the swamp to this day, as well as a roguaroo, which is sort of like a Cajun werewolf. I wonder if it's just because of the accent, you know.
Probably.
Yeah.
That sounds like it.
If that's not enough to scare you, maybe the very real population of alligators in the swamp waters will. So they had me at voodoo, princess, rugaroo. I mean, what you know, what else do you
There's
mean?
A lot of
swamp,
check boxes there.
Gators.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Montauk Swamp, Louisiana.
I'd go there.
Yeah. I'll push you out of the boat. And
even by myself. Yep, right. I know. I'm going to all these by myself.
Just kidding.
Sean, you're on your own.
Yeah.
Epping Forest, Essex, England.
Epping or Epling? Say Epping?
Epping.
Epping. Sorry.
Yeah, there's no L, actually.
Can't hear tonight either. I can't talk.
No,
I can't hear.
Sorry. Hey, no big deal.
What's that?
Okay. What? What? You just sit over there in your wheelchair and be quiet.
All right, come on, kid. Hurry up.
The size and density of Epping Forest have made it a popular hideout for criminals and an infamous burial spot for bodies. Notorious highwayman Dick Turpin hid there in the early 1700s. At more than a dozen murder victims, you stop over there.
Sorry,
have been discovered in the keep it clean, keep it creepy. Have been discovered in the woods since the 1960s. It's no surprise though, that the forest has developed a reputation for spooky sounds and ghostly apparitions, including Dick Turpin himself.
Mm.
Some people also claim that if you drive to Hangman's Hill, ooh, I like that. And park in neutral, your car will slowly be pulled uphill.
Oh, boy.
Ooh, even if you don't believe in the myths, just the appearance of the woods is likely to send a chill up your spine. The pollard trees haven't been cut since the late 1800s, thanks to the Epping Forest Act of 1878, giving them an unusually overgrown and bulbous look.
Hmm. Whoa.
He had me a bulbous.
Of all those things, he was struck by a bulbous. Right, nice.
You know.
Yeah, how many, it's kind of like the lady in white, how many towns have the old gravity hill or whatever?
Oh, yeah.
Then you look back
every
and you see the fingerprints on the
But
the
it really has happened. Mm, that stuff happens.
There's one out here in like Mooresville.
Yes.
I think there's a...
Yeah, it's out that way between Mooresville and Monrovia,
yeah,
something like
yeah,
that. Yeah.
Yeah. So I have not tried it.
I have.
Oh, have you?
Yeah, during driver's ed.
Oh, what a better time.
15 years old.
That's awesome. Did it work?
Yeah.
Did it
work? Yeah, we stopped on the road, put it in neutral, and it looks like you're going uphill.
Wow. But no fingerprints or anything?
No, I mean, like, fingerprints, no.
No dead children that's okay, haunting. That's
yeah, cool. That made me think of, and this isn't necessarily woods, but what is it called? The Edna... Whatever.
Collins Bridge.
That's Fitzgerald.
In Danville.
In Danville.
Yeah.
Brandon Wagler told me a story about that he, back in high school, that he and his buddies went and did that. And he said, it, basically in a quick version, they went there at night, did the whole thing. And you're supposed to take out your keys, put it on the floorboard, and then, you know, do whatever he said that they had to do. And there was a whole sequence of things. But basically that somebody would... you know, like put fingerprints on your car. And he said the first time they did it, they put the keys down and somebody smacked the back of the car so loud that they jumped and they all got scared and like, start the car, go, 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 you know. And so they started the car and they got out of there. And then they came back and thought, well, let's try that again once it calmed down. I think they went and got some food or whatever. And they tried it again. It didn't work as well the other times. And then sure enough, when they got home, they had gone on some back roads. They said dirt roads and it got, you know, dusty. And when they got home, they had fingerprints on the back. And they're like, how that happened? That was not like that when they left. So he said, he's like, I'm skeptical as they come. But he's like, we had this. He's like, that was a real experience for us. So he said it worked for them. Like I said, I can't remember all the details. He told me all the little thing intricacies they had to do. But he said, scared the crap when somebody came in like, boom.
Well, I think we talked about that in our early on
episode. Oh, we did. Yeah, we did. Like the local, well, he told me. I told him that we had mentioned that. Well, he also said that sometimes you see like black dogs or dark dogs. And he saw one or two, I think, on the way there. He said they like darted out in front of him. And he said it scared the crap out of him too.
But they're not these, supposed like, demon to be dogs. Like your normal. Okay.
Yeah. He said they did not look normal and that scared them
red
too.
Red eyes.
I don't know about the red eyes. I don't remember him saying anything about that, but he said that scared them because they're like, oh my gosh. So they were already heightened, you know, the teenagers and all that stuff. But he said, no, it was a real thing.
I mean, I love my puppy dogs, but man, red-eyed demon dogs would be a little much.
Serpent tongues.
Yeah.
Brandon Wagler is a credible Tales source.
Tales of Fire. Wait a minute. I'm making
Wags is a credible source. With a name like Wags, how could you not?
Well, he was Elijah's baseball coach for 2 years, and Amy went to school with him, so I'll believe him. He's a good guy.
They got us some, they're talking about the food train coming over. They brought us food too. He brought it over, and he and one of his sons was there, and I said, you're going to get a hug from me. And so I had took the food. I gave him like a half weird hug, and he went the same way I went. And then we kind of like, okay, let's regroup. We did it again twice. And me pointing out anything awkward, I said, you know, Brandon, we almost kissed. And he goes, I know, Sean. And I was like, it was a little embarrassing that I even pointed that out. And he's like, yeah, Sean. And I was like,
it was moment.
At least my, if my sense of humor is nothing, it's impeccable. So I said, that's what keeps me going. He's like,
you have that.
Thanks,
Sean.
Thanks, Sean.
You have your, yeah. poor Brandon.
Anyway, shout out to Brandon. He's like, please don't ever bring me up again.
Yeah, he's like, no more.
He had told me to tell that story like a couple months ago, but yeah,
that's cool.
Actually, just thinking about that, I was like, oh, I gotta tell it. He's right. Probably like, you probably didn't. I didn't tell all the details I know that he did, but it's been a minute.
Well, he's part of the show now, so
or
this episode at least. So.
This lore, right?
Yeah.
Whose turn was it? Was it my turn? It was Nate's turn.
Nate's now.
I don't know why I'm doing this to myself tonight.
Wait a minute. Who's turn?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I keep picking these really hard pronunciations.
They're not easy.
Another Japan one. Okay. That wasn't.
Yeah.
That was a
Yagi Forest? Oh.
Yeah. It is the Yaata no Yoshibi Shiru. Let's go with it.
I'm looking at it right now, and yeah, that sounds good enough.
Yeah, there's a lot of letters in this one.
I would say call it another haunted forest in Japan.
We'll just call this a nod to Rush YYZ.
There you go.
That's I was going to say, yeah.
That's perfect.
It's got Y, so yeah, just call it
YY.
YYZ. YYZ in Japan, okay.
Okay. Located less than 30 minutes from downtown Tokyo, the bamboo forest of YYZ is reported one of the most haunted places in Japan. And that's saying something. Rather than traditional ghost sightings, the stories of YYZ center around the belief that someone who enters the forest gets spirited away, just like a movie, and never seen again. The origins of this forest's sinister nature vary depending on who you ask, with theories ranging from the samurai ghosts to poisonous gas. Whatever the case, locals take the story seriously. A fence currently surrounds the forest, barring anyone from setting foot inside.
Man. Oh, you can't even go there.
Can't even go in there.
Wow. Well, shoot, we're going to put Sean in there. We're going to fly to Japan.
I told you, I'm going all these. I know.
We'll throw you over.
Throw me over.
Yeah.
Guys? Wow. Guys?
Hello? You know what I would do? I'd go there and I'd talk to the oldest person I could that knew about that story. That's who you get the information from.
The village wise man or woman.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. That's who you go by. Yeah.
They'd know.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, that's... Well, I guess we won't visit that place then if we can't get in there.
That's a no.
Yeah,
it's fenced off. That's not
no reason to go.
Yeah,
can't get in there.
Can't stand out there waiting to be invited in.
Yeah, right. I've got one. Mine's a little bit easier to pronounce. Local. It's Angelina National Forest in old Tennessee.
That's a good one.
Angelina National Forest, Tennessee. Back in the early 1900s, Angelina National Forest was home to a thriving sawmill town of over 1,000 people. The mill was sadly a beacon for disaster, getting hit by a hurricane in 1911 and then by a fire in 1914. Wow. Residents soon abandoned the area, leaving behind a tiny ghost town. The abandoned site is eerie in and out of itself. I'm sorry, in and of itself, as ghost towns are, what the heck? As ghost towns are wont to be. That's literally how they pronounce or said it. As ghost towns are wont to be. But rumors of the paranormal up that creepiness factor a few notches. Hikers have claimed to hear the disembodied screams of a young woman, a former resident of the town who was killed in a freak accident while visiting her boyfriend at the sawmill. A few people have even spotted her ghost wandering around the dilapidated mill. Angelina National Forest in Tennessee.
I like it.
Yeah, I was reading that because they put that in parentheses, and I'm like,
what?
As ghost towns are wont to be. Huh. I'm like, okay. Well, we're talking about Tennessee now.
Right? Who knows then?
We don't have any Tennessee listeners, do we? We've never had. I don't think we've had any.
You don't think so? Mm-hmm. Oh, surely not.
Nashville's been on there, but I'm guessing it's Nashville here in Indiana.
Oh,
Nashville.
That could be, yeah. That's right.
Yeah. Come on, Tennessee.
Keep up with the Joneses, right?
Which did you?
Or the creepies.
What'd you say?
Which did you? Right. Didn't happen to bring your truck, which you did.
I was trying to figure that out.
I knew there was a punchline.
That's a good one.
I got a blast.
Pertinier.
Pertinier. There you go.
I love Pertinier.
I got a blast from the past that we've talked about before, the Pine Barrens in New Jersey.
Oh, I was going to read that.
Are you going to read that?
Go ahead.
Oh, okay.
This is one of my favorite cryptids.
One of the last ones. Oh, do you want to read it?
No, go ahead.
All right. This is Todd's.
So anyway,
the heavily forested Pine Barrens spans over 1 million acres in 7 counties in New Jersey. The area thrived during the colonial era, host to sawmills, paper mills, and other industries. People eventually abandoned the mills and surrounding villages when coal was discovered to the west in Pennsylvania, leaving behind ghost towns, and some say a few supernatural wanderers. The most popular Pine Barrens resident is, without a doubt, the Jersey Devil. According to legend, the creature was born in 1735 to Deborah Leeds, her 13th child with leathery wings, a goat's head, and hooves. It flew up the Leeds chimney and into the Barrens and has been killing livestock and creeping out South Jersey residents ever since.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta love it.
Yay. You know, I always say I'm not a big cryptid, but man, I love that story. I've always loved the Jersey Devil. Yeah. And we did a mini,
wasn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, a while back. But yeah, I've always loved the Jersey Devil. And I like the story and the creature himself. So, yeah. It's all right, Sean. I was going to read it, but that's okay. Don't worry about it. Just go ahead and take it. You know? Whatever.
When it's your pick.
No, that's okay, Sean. Go ahead. I literally was looking at it, and I'm like.
That sounds like sour grapes.
You know what? It's okay.
You can make wine out of it.
You know what?
Oh. That's my best attempt at a dad joke. Sorry.
Nate, you have one?
Yeah, I do.
So I've got one more, but it's a short one.
This one is the Deering Woods in Smarton, England.
Ooh, Smarton, not Dumbin.
Not Dumbin.
The Deering Woods are commonly referred to as the Screaming Woods. Or, you know, a perfect place to host your next family camping trip. Visitors report hearing blood-curdling screams coming from the forest's depths at night, as well as footsteps and whispers in foggy days. The screams are often attributed to a highwayman who was captured and killed by villagers in the 18th century, and whose ghost apparently still holds quite the grudge. Others believe the hauntings are the result of a 1948 massacre where 20 people were supposedly found dead in the forest the morning of November 1st. Residents report seeing strange lights emanating from the woods that Halloween night, and autopsies of the bodies couldn't determine a cause of death.
Oh.
Wow.
That one's pretty scary.
That one's pretty
it is. Yeah.
Pretty intense.
I don't know if I like the red eyes out in the woods and
don't mess with that.
I don't know if I want to be out in the middle of the woods and start hearing blood curdling screams.
Gosh. That'd be like Blair Witch, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know about that. Yeah.
Not even by myself.
Nah, go ahead and put on the list. Were you keeping track of these, Sean? Which ones not
I
to
am
put on?
Keeping, yeah, the ones that throw me out in a box in the middle of God knows where.
Yeah. So, my last one. This is in Northern California, a location unknown. But it's a kind of a story here. It's not too long. Says, I camped in Northern California with a couple of friends for 3 months straight in 2012. We're talking way out in the wilderness. The whole trip was a great success until we were heading south again. We set up camp a few miles outside of a tiny town as it was getting dark. The only things in the town were one long road, a gas station, a post office, and a bar. Well, you got to have a bar. In the middle of the night, we hear screaming in the distance. We could discern three different voices, but they were far enough away we could not quite make out what was being said. All of a sudden, we hear a single gunshot, followed by absolute silence. I opened my tent and looked over at my friends, who were looking back at me. None of us said a word. We laid back down and tried to sleep. Scariest night of my life. It says, a lot of people wonder if we reported this to police. What police? You need to understand that in this area, one sheriff patrols three counties. That's it. This area of Cali is what Sons of Anarchy was based on. I know that was a TV show and it was dramatized, but there is some truth to what goes on in these areas. The sheriff is most likely in the pockets of the drug runners. It is in your best interest to put your head down and mind your own damn business unless you want to be next. We were kids with no resources, backpacks, and tents, hitchhiking through the Northwest. It would have been so easy to make us disappear next. I thought that's
creepy.
Yeah, and it's like a real story. It's not a made up story. That's a little scary there.
I have one more to end on. It's another
I have an honorable mention.
Ooh, do you really?
Yeah.
Okay, unless it's mine, right? this is also a blast from the past. It is the Island of the Dolls.
Oh, yep.
I thought that was a good one to end
Nate,
on.
Have you he's stealing all our
both honorable mentions. Yeah. it is my pick though, right?
I didn't want to get into it. We can, but we've done it.
And you know who was on that episode? Elijah,
yeah, right. I was gonna say, yeah,
that was his. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Well, this is all that throwing me out in the middle of these places. Box dog. this is what you guys get. The Island of the Dolls, Yoquimilco, Mexico. Despite its status as a World Heritage Site, along with Mexico City, it's a well-preserved example of Aztec life. Yoquimilco has reached a certain amount of internet fame for its Isla de las Muñecas, or the Island of the Dolls. Do you like that? That's from all those years of Spanish, right? I don't think I did
Taco
well.
Bell.
Not, yeah, exactly, right? Hidden among El Grande. Hidden among the area's many canals, the site is famous for the hundreds of dolls and doll parts hanging from trees and scattered among the grass. The Chinampa, akin to an artificial island, used to be the residence of a now deceased man named Julian Santa Barilla. After finding a dead girl's body in a nearby canal, Barilla collected and displayed the toys in the hopes of warding off evil spirits, reports National Geographic. Today, the island is believed to be haunted by the ghost of the drowned girl, and local legend even states that the dolls have been heard whispering to each other, moving their heads and arms, and opening their eyes. Super creepy.
It is.
But we love it.
Yeah. Yeah, that was the one Elijah was on.
That's right.
Hmm. Yeah.
We've had three of our kids on here, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Dane, mm-hmm. Elijah, and Harrison, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Harrison did the haunted sports arenas, stadiums. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And,
Gargoyles.
Gargoyles. Dane,
yep.
Gargoyles.
When you weren't here.
Yep. That was good.
Those were the days. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Are these the guests that are coming? This is the guest chat, isn't it?
No.
So three of them coming together.
Well, that was fun. A lot of spooky and creepy forest out there. So,
oh, yeah. Gotta love it.
Yeah. Some of those you got to stay away from. And most of them, we'll see.
That's right.
Yeah, we'll check it out.
If not, I'm going, right?
That's right.
Going solo.
And then one solo. Wants you to stay out, but you just got to climb the fence. That's no problem. I mean, yeah. So, good. I hope the creepies enjoyed that topic.
Yes.
And there's a lot more out there.
Oh, my gosh. We could do a couple episodes on this.
Yep.
But that's a big bulk of most of the well-known ones and some outliers, too, there.
Absolutely. So what do you got, Sean, for your little segment?
Here's what's funny. I was thinking about, I've been doing so many middle-aged moments that I've got to get back to a dark side. And this topic is great for a dark side. And I found a perfect... I knew you guys would love this one. So you guys know My Chemical Romance.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Welcome to the Black Parade. Mm. So I hadn't heard that song in a while, and I was listening,
a good song.
And it came on my whatever, you know, my little playlist. And I was like, oh, I love this song. And so then I'm like, I'm using that for my next Dark Side. And guess what? It's going to be tonight, right?
Nice. Mm-hmm.
So when I was a young boy, my father took me into the city to see a marching band. He said, son, when you grow up, would you be the savior of the broken, the beaten, and the damned? He said, will you defeat them, your demons, and all the non-believers, the plans that have been made? Because one day I'll leave you a phantom to lead you in the summer to join the Black Parade. When I was a young boy, my father took me into the city to see a marching band. He said, son, when you grow up, would you be the savior of the broken, the beaten, and the damned? Sometimes I get the feeling she's watching over me, and other times I feel like I should go. And through it all, the rise and fall, the bodies in the streets, and when you're gone, we want you to know, I see, we want you all to know. We'll carry on, and through, I'm sorry, and though you're dead and gone, believe me, your memory will carry on. We'll carry on, and in my heart, I can't contain it. The anthem won't explain it. A world that sends you reeling from decimated dreams, and misery and hate will kill us all. So paint it black and take it back, and let's shout it loud and clear. Defiant to the end, we hear the call to carry on. We'll carry on, and though you're dead and gone, believe me, your memory will carry on. We'll carry on, and though you're broken and defeated, we're your weary window marches. So it goes on and on. So I love that. I love that song. It's actually a bit upbeat, but it's so dark, and with the Black Parade idea. And it also, there's just some of it is it hits me right now, you know, and what's going on with me. So I love it. So I thought you guys would enjoy it. If you haven't heard this song in this band, My Chemical Romance, go out and listen to them.
Mm-hmm.
You'll love it. You won't regret it, I promise.
Yeah. I haven't heard that in a long time.
Yeah.
Oh, I hadn't either. And then, so when it came on, I was like, oh, this is awesome.
Very nice.
So I will slip out of that dark side and slip and slither into the second part of the announcements. We would love for you to follow us on social media, any of them that you can imagine. And not really, but Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and Twitter. Email us at our email account. We do have one. People still have those.
How about you email us at our email account? Don't email us.
Let me introduce myself.
Where do I put the stamp?
Yeah. I don't know. We are old timers, but we still got any. People have emails out there. So Miko podcast at gmail.com.
Put it on the Pony Express.
we just quit using the Pony Express, right?
Tweet us our email and email us at our Instagram.
Or Pony Express.
All right.
Catch our Tuesday Terror videos on all of your social media accounts every Tuesday.
Wait.
What is it?
Did you actually say the email address?
I did.
Okay.
In two ways, yeah.
Because we were going on.
It's makopodcast@gmail.com, two ways. I'll say it again. Catch our Tuesday Terror videos on all of our social media accounts. We love doing those. We're enjoying those. Mm-hmm. We are on all podcast listening apps. Hit the subscribe button. Give us a 5-star rating review. Review our show if allowed by the app. Please share our show by word of mouth and even text or email the show to someone. Word of mouth means everything, right? We sell cool merch, so go get you some. We offer sponsorship opportunities for our episode segments and our Tuesday Terror videos. Individuals and businesses are both welcome. Please email us for more information. And I am done.
That was a job done.
I think it gets better and something. Better and better.
it was something. But with that being done, I'm going to turn over to our man, Nate. What do you have?
I guess you guys are forcing me to do this. That's a wrap.
That was good.
I like it.
It's real good. good job, Nate.
It's good.
We are forcing you as I drop my phone. Hey, we want to thank you, Creepies, for listening to this episode 106 and our interesting discussion on Haunted Forest. And until next time, Nate is your sound engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged
and creeped out.
Keep it creepy.